Today I'd like to share with you some things that I believe are going to radically change the way that people approach ministering to other people about their relationship with the Lord. Traditionally speaking, we've always emphasized the forgiveness of sins, and we've tried to make the point of getting people born again. And that's really the emphasis. And then everything else in the Christian life, such as the baptism of the Holy Ghost, our healing, deliverance, prosperity, joy, peace, intimacy, these are all add-ons. They're optionals. But we preach and focus on basically the forgiveness of sins. And I don't believe that that's the way God intended it to be. As a matter of fact, the very word that we use for salvation, sozo, it literally means not only forgiveness of sins, but healing, deliverance, prosperity, and forgiveness of sins. When Jesus died for us, He died as a package deal. He didn't primarily die for the forgiveness of sins. In some ways, you can say that's the most important because it's like the front door. It's the beginning place. Without that, you can't progress. So I would agree with that. But the Lord never intended for salvation to be broken up into parts and us only to present a portion of what He produced and try and get people to commit to that. Let me just take the very instruction that Jesus gave His disciples, the basically last-minute instructions as He was getting ready to go back into heaven. And in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20, we call this the Great Commission. He said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." The NIV says, go and make disciples of all nations. The Scripture doesn't say go and make converts. Don't go get people converted to Christianity. Don't get them to just accept a belief system or make a one-time commitment. But He said to make disciples. And I hadn't got time to go into it, but if you study the word disciple, it basically is talking about a learner, a follower, a person that does more than make just a one-time commitment. Now again, don't misunderstand me. Forgiveness of sins, I believe, is essential to salvation. It's a non-negotiable part of salvation. But it is not the only thing. And actually, I believe that what we ought to do is go to people and wherever their need is. Say, for instance, if they're struggling in the area of marriage, or if they're struggling in their finances, if they're struggling in any area of their life, and if they have a need, what we should do is go and present Jesus to them, and Jesus as the way to get that need met, that the Lord loves them and wants to participate in their life. And as we start ministering to them and teaching them what the Lord has to say about how to prosper in that situation and how to see God's power manifest, it will invariably bring up that this person must make a commitment of their life to the Lord. For instance, if you're teaching on the subject of finances, how do you get a person to understand, give, and it shall be given unto you? This is absolutely contrary to the way the world thinks of, I've got to hoard, I've got to save, I've got to keep, and yet God says give. It's opposite human nature. And for a person to really tap into that system, they would have to have an encounter with the Lord where God came in and changed them, because the things of the Spirit are foolishness to the physical, natural man. So they have to have their heart changed. If you're talking on the subject of marriage, as you start discipling them and talk about how the Lord says, love your mate as Christ loved the church, it's a great opportunity to talk about how God came and bore our sins and took our punishment. And when you start talking about how love is kind and all these things, the human nature can't do that. They have to have a divine encounter with God to where He changes their heart. So see, I believe that as if we started just trying to teach people about how God loves them and wants them to prosper, and as we started trying to disciple them and get them to where they can flow in the blessings of God in any area, regardless of how you do it, you would have to encounter that person saying, but I can't do that. This is beyond my ability. And you'd have to bring them to a place to where it was, see, you need to be born again. You need to have God's nature placed on the inside of you. You need to be forgiven yourself before you can turn around and forgive somebody else. How can you give God's kind of love if you've never received it? And on it goes. So I really believe that if we would make the focus about becoming a disciple of the Lord and try and make discipleship, being a follower and being like Jesus and growing up in His nature and walking like Jesus, that would drive every single person to making a personal commitment to the Lord, receiving the forgiveness of their sins, being born again. But it wouldn't leave them there. See, the way that salvation has been traditionally presented, we present that as basically the object, the goal of the whole salvation scheme is to get your sins forgiven so that you won't go to heaven. And because of that, that's what people's faith has been out there for. That was their goal. That was their object. Once they do that, and once they gain an assurance of their salvation, there are multitudes of people today that have done that, and then they lose their motivation to really go on with God. All they want to do is maintain enough of a relationship with the Lord that they are able to retain that assurance that they're going to go to be with the Lord. But they really don't have a motivation to seek God because the Scripture says that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. And if all they had presented to them was faith for forgiveness of sins, then that's what they have faith for. Once their faith obtains that, they're basically contented. They don't see the Lord as interested in every single aspect of their life. But if we were to present it that the Christian life is not just getting your sins forgiven and then getting stuck and trying to hold on until it's time to go to be with the Lord, but if we presented the Christian life as being making an absolute commitment to the Lord, following Him, letting His nature be reproduced, and us becoming a mature, established person, able to reproduce the life of Christ in every one of these areas of our life. If we were to present that as the goal, then see a person would be brought to the place of salvation, being born again, but they wouldn't stop there. They would still have this goal of becoming a disciple. As it said here in Matthew chapter 28, that you go teach them to observe all things, not teach them just to put faith in Christ, but teach them how to prosper, teach them relationships, teach them about how to minister to other people. This is the commission that the Lord gave people. He never commissioned His church to go preach only the forgiveness of sins. Now, that's an important part of it, but it is not the whole message of the gospel. As a matter of fact, over here in John chapter 8, it's an interesting passage of Scripture. Jesus was teaching His disciples and saying some real strong things to them, but basically proclaiming Himself as the Messiah, as I am the bread of life. I'm the one that you have to put your faith in. And it says in John chapter 8, verse 30, as He spake these words, many believed on Him. Now this is interesting. They believed on Him. They believed this message. They believed Jesus was the Christ. But the next verse, Jesus said unto those Jews which believed on Him. He was talking to the believers, the people who accepted His message. He says, if you continue in My word, then are you My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus said to these people, He says, if you continue in My word, in other words, if you continue to grow, if there's growth, then you can become My disciples. He made a distinction between a person who believes on Him and a disciple. A disciple is a person who did more than just believe that Jesus is the Christ and make some type of commitment to that. But a disciple is a person who's going to go on and grow to the point that they follow Him in all of these areas to where their life is surrendered to Him. And I believe that this is what the Lord wants. Now, I am not saying that a person who confesses Jesus as their Lord and doesn't go on to maturity, I am not saying that they aren't born again. I'm not saying that they aren't going to heaven, but I am saying that that is not what God intended. He never intended for us only to acknowledge Him as Messiah and receive salvation and have a secure eternity and then just basically struggle through this life. That's not the message that God intended. He never intended for His church to be people who were just forgiven but unable to live a victorious life and a sorry testimony to the world. Most people today who confess the Lord as their Savior, I've heard this expression before, that if they were arrested for being a Christian, there wouldn't be enough evidence to convict them. And you know, that's not the way that God intended it. In the New Testament, as you study the New Testament, the people who were believers in the Lord were people who were called Christians. That word Christian means little Christ. And this originally was a derogatory term applied to them, saying that these people are acting just like Jesus did. They're little Christ. Most people today who claim the name of Christianity would not be accused of being little Christ. The word Christian is taken on a connotation different from what it did in the New Testament days. But we should be like that, and the only way you can become like that is to become a disciple. This is the divine plan. This is the scheme that God originally intended for Christians, is to become disciples. And I believe that by the church saying, no, disciple is for the super saints. It's for the elite. It's for the special saints. But what we've got to do is preach just forgiveness of sins and get people born again. That's the important thing. Because we've done that, we've actually lessened the influence of Christianity. Because there's so many people today who claim the name of Christianity, but they aren't true disciples. And because of it, it's a negative testimony. Probably every person watching this has heard somebody, or possibly you've said before, something about the hypocrites down there at church. I know that Mahatma Gandhi, he was convinced that Christianity was the true thing after studying the Bible, and he went to a Christian meeting thoroughly intending to become a Christian. But when he got there, because he was black, they separated him, and they had a white group, and they wouldn't let the blacks in. And because of that, when he saw the actions of people who professed Christianity but were not disciples, he turned against it, and he led an entire nation away from Christianity, and today the nation of India suffers because of that. That negative influence came because we emphasize salvation, the forgiveness of sins, but not discipleship. That is not the message of the gospel. That is not what God intended. God intends for us to be full-fledged, mature disciples who are following Him and able to reproduce our faith. So that's God's intent for us. And I pray that on this little 10-minute talk that this has encouraged you to recognize that God wants you to go beyond just receiving forgiveness of sins. We're going to begin to share with you about how you can be a disciple, and especially about how you can raise up disciples.